नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
यदा
उपहूतो
भवनम् प्रविष्टो मन्त्राय पृष्टः किल पूर्व जेन अत आह तन् मन्त्र दृशं बुरियां यन् मन्त्रिणो वायदुरिकं वदन्ति युदोपहूतो भवनं प्रविष्टो मन्त्राय पृष्टः किल पूर्वजेन अतः तन्मन्त्रदृशां वरीयान् यन्मन्त्रिणो वैदुरिकं वदन्ति युदोपहूतो भवनं प्रविष्टो मन्त्राय पृष्टः किल पूर्वजेन अतः तन्मन्त्रदृशं वरीयान् यन्मन्त्रिणो वैदुरिकं वदन्ति युदोपहूतो भवनं प्रविष्टो मन्त्राय पृष्टः किल पूर्वजेन अतः तन्मन्त्रदृशां वरीयान् यन्मन्त्रिणो वैदुरिकं वदन्ति
Yeah. Bhavanam Pravishto.
When?
When?
Upahutaha.
Upahutaha.
was called by. Havanam. The palace.
Pravishta.
Entered. Mantraya.
For consultation.
Prishta. Asked by. Kila.
Of course.
Purvajena.
By the elder brother.
Atta.
Thus.
Aha.
Said.
Tat.
That.
Mantra.
Advice.
Drisham.
Just suitable.
Buriyan.
Excellent.
Yat.
That which.
Mantrinaha.
The ministers of state.
Or expert politicians.
Vaidurikam.
Instructions by Vidura.
Vadanti.
Do they say? Translation. When Vidura was invited by his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, for consultation, he entered the house and gave instructions which were exactly to the point. His advice is well known, and instructions by Vidura are approved by expert ministers of state.
So, Vidura was a great devotee, a great politician also. Not that a devotee should not take parts in politics. They knew everything. But they did not take part. Just like Vidura and his elder brother, Dhritarashtra. He was politician, Dhritarashtra. His whole life was diplomacy and politics. But he's still in difficult position, he used to consult Vidura. Why a politician should consult a devotee? If I want to do something, I must take advice, the best advice from the best man. That is the principle. So Vidura was so expert advisor, counselor, that there was a statement, Vaidurikam. That's like the Chanakya slope. For ordinary things, Chanakya slope is evidence. Chanakya Pandit say, I think you can introduce Chanakya Shloka among the students. Chanakya Pandit said that Vidya Tangcha Nipatangcha Naivatillam Kadacha. A man who is learned and a man who is very rich. So, how they should be compared? The Chanakya Pandit says, there is no comparison. Comparison must be there when there is points of similarity. It's like we say, your face is just like moon. So if the face is actually similar to the moon, then we can say the points of similarity. Analogy means there must be points of similarity. The largest number of similarity makes the analogy perfect. This is logical rules. So Chanaka Pandit says that to a rich man and a learned man, there is no comparison. They are different categories. Why? Sadeshi pujyate raja, vidyan sarvatra pujyate. A rich man, a king, may be very respectful, respectable, in his own country, amongst his own men. But a vidya, a learned scholar, he is respected all over the world. Thiruvane manno. So, if one is respected all over the world, and if one is respected in his own village, so how there can be any comparison? These are the Chanaka Pandit's instructions, very valid. There are many. Oh. And then another, Matrivat paradareshu, paradarbeshu, loshtava. Atvat sarvuteshu, japashati shapandita. Who is a learned scholar? Now, somebody will say, one must pass the MA, PhD degrees in university. He is a learned scholar. Chanaka Pandit says, no, that is not the criterion. Simply to hold degrees of university examination, that is not the test of his becoming a learned scholar. That is not. Then, what is the test of his becoming a learned scholar? There are three things. Matrivat paradarishu. Accept one's married wife. If one sees all other women like mother, he is learned scholar. Matrivat paradarishu. Paradarbeshu loshtava. And others' property just like garbage in the street. And atavat sarvabhuteshu yapasvati shapandita. If one has acquired by education, that must be some effect. So these are the tests how one has advanced in education. He must treat all women except his mother, except his wife, as mama. In India still, women, especially in ashramas, any woman, visitor, he sees addressed as mother. By all the, she may be young girl, but she is addressed as Ma. This is the etiquette. Mother, what can I help you? This is the very relations. The brahmachari goes to householders' place for begging alms. This system cannot be introduced here. It is very difficult. Otherwise, another business of these children were to go door to door and knock and ask some alms, give us some alms. So in India, they have got sufficient stock of rice, flour, dal. They keep at least 1 month provision in every house, even if it is a poor man. As soon as he gets his money, he purchases the whole month provision, rice, dal, atta, ghee, and keeps it. So, when a brahmachari goes there, a little rice or a little dal, they contribute. In this way, by collection of these alms from the neighboring householders, practically the ashrams, eating problem is solved. Brahmachari is supposed to live in Gurukul, at the place of Guru. Just like a menial servant. Even Krishna, he also lived as a menial servant. His teacher asked him to bring some fuel from the jungle. And he went, Visuddhama Vipra, and while collecting this dry wood, there was a storm and there was heavy rain, and they became lost in the jungle, Krishna and Sudama. Then his teacher, Sandipuni Muni, with the assistance of other boys, they were rescued. So, this is the position of the brahmachari, that they go to collect alms, all kinds of, for Gurukul. So, Vidura, Krishna consciousness includes varieties of activities. The press representative, they asked me whether your students do take part in politics. It is sanctioned. But why not? Our Bhagavad Gita is produced in battlefield. So why should I deny battle? No. When there is need for fighting, there must be fighting. This world is like that. Otherwise there is no need of fighting. But there is a class of man who will fight. Still it is existing. When there is fight, those who are meant for military purposes, they fight. Not the civilian go and fight, no. Similarly, in the society, there must be division. Not that everyone should be called, come on, go to fight. Now, where is his training? That was not the system. First of all, Chatur-Varnamaya system, these children, according to strict Vedic principles, by practical psychology, they should be tested. What is the tendency of this ball? There can be four kinds of tendencies. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Some child is to become a Brahmana, some child is to become a Kshatriya, some child is to become a Vaishya, and the rest Shudra, they do not. Shudra does not require any training. Shudra means no training, ordinary worker class. Otherwise, other three, especially two, namely the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, they require very magnificent training, because they will administer the whole affairs of the society. So, Brahmanas, they would give advice to the Kshatriyas, and Kshatriyas, according to their advice, would rule over the citizens. This was the system. Chatur-varna-maya system, guna-karma-vibhāga. Vibhāga, by division of quality and worth. A Brahman must be qualified and at the same time work as a Brahman. So we are training especially our students to become qualified Brahman. We cannot take up all other departments. Similarly, others may take up the line of training military men, others may take up. There are training classes. Many mercantile farm, you can get your lesson. So there was organized method to train this mercantile man, administrator, and Brahman. So Vidura, although he was born of Shudra mother, his mother was Shudra, maid servant. Formerly, when a prince was married, along with the princess, a few dozens of maid servants would go with the king. So, to become king, always it is to be understood, he has to maintain more than one wife. That is king. Even in Mohammedan kingdom, Nawab Wazid Ali Shah, after the Mughal period, in Lucknow, if you go, so he had 164 wives, begums. And all of them had children. And when Britishers occupied, the Britishers had to give them pension according to this share. So amongst the Mohammedans also, polygamy was allowed. And Hindus, especially the higher class, Brahman and Kshatriya, polygamy is allowed. Now they have made laws. But that is quite natural. If every woman has to be married, then polygamy must be there. Otherwise, how every woman is going to get a husband? Because male population is always shorter than the female population. So Vidura was born of a maid servant. The father was the king. The father was the same, Maharaj Yudhishthira, Dhritarashtra. And the father of Vidura the same, but the mother different. So, Vidura, because he was not born of the queen, he had no share in the throne. But Dhritarashtra loved him very much. Although stepmother's son, he would like him very much because he was very intelligent. So in every occasion he would consult with him. And his consultation was so valuable that later on it became Vaidhirikam, a consultation as expert as given by Vidura. So he was invited. Diplomacy, politics were going on. How to cheat the Pandavas? That was his politics, Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was born blind, although he was eldest son of his father, but he was born blind. So he could not occupy the throne. His next brother, younger brother, Pandu, the father of the Pandavas, he occupied. He became king. Now, this Pandu died at an early age, and the sons of Pandu, they were minor children. So Dhritarashtra took charge for their maintenance and his other sons. But his policy was that I could not be elevated on the throne because I was blind. But actually the kingdom belongs to me. So anyway, my brother occupied the throne. Now he's dead and gone. So why his son should be king? My son should be king. This was the politics. So he was trying how to kill the Pandavas from the very beginning. And Vidura was restricting him, restraining him. So this is the subject matter. He called Vidura. What is to be done? Vidura, he disclosed everything to Vidura. Vidura said, no, you cannot do that. That will be discussed next morning. Thank you very much.